Section 5. Neuroevidence. Section 5, Part 1. Functional Neuroimaging. One of the strongest pieces of evidence for a possible role of high-level vision in dyslexia is that regions far along the ventral visual stream of dyslexic readers consistently show functional abnormalities. A meta-analysis of functional imaging studies of adults and children with dyslexia performing reading-related tasks revealed consistent hypoactivation of loci within the left ventral visual stream, more specifically in the left fusiform gyrus and nearby regions. This likely includes the visual word form area. While other over and underactive regions were reported in both cases, clusters of underactivation in and around the left fusiform gyrus were the only ones that overlapped in children and adults with dyslexia, pointing to their fundamental contribution to the etiology of the disorder. These functional abnormalities appear to be specific to readers with dyslexia. A recent study by Banfi et al. Found no functional differences between children with isolated spelling deficits and typical readers, while children with dyslexia showed lower activity in several brain regions, including the left fusiform gyrus. Similarly, readers with dyslexia showed left occipital temporal hypoactivation, while people with specific reading comprehension deficits and intact word-level abilities did not. The functionality of high-level visual regions might contribute to reading problems across languages. A left occipital temporal hypoactivation is consistently found in dyslexic readers for both deep, e.g. English, and shallow, e.g. Italian, orthographies, and even for dyslexic readers of languages with a logographic script, for example, Chinese. Higher convergence of hyperactive regions in the left fusiform gyrus is nonetheless found across studies for languages with shallow compared to deep orthographies. It might therefore be that high-level visual factors play a larger part in reading deficits for languages with greater grapheme-phoneme correspondence. Hypoactivity in lateral regions of the ventral visual stream, brackets fusiform / occipital temporal gyri, is already present in preliterate children with a familial risk for dyslexia. This appears to be restricted to those who later actually develop a reading deficit. A recent longitudinal study by Centani et al. Measured fMRI activation in bilateral fusiform gyri of pre-reading children with and without risk of future dyslexia. At-risk children who later developed reading problems showed hypoactivation in the left fusiform gyrus, whereas children who did not develop reading problems showed no hypoactivation, regardless of their familial risk status. As abnormalities of high-level ventral stream regions predict later reading problems, they are unlikely to reflect only reading failure and may play a causal role in developmental dyslexia. Coordinates of hypoactivity in readers of dyslexia from the meta-analysis by Richer and et al. Can be quite closely matched with published coordinates of not just character-selective regions, but also with other functionally defined regions of the ventral visual stream, such as general object-selective regions, limb or body-selective regions, and face-selective regions. The visual word-form area is surrounded by these high-level visual regions, the closest neighbours being the limb-selective fusiform body area, brackets FBA / OTS limbs, the object-selective posterior fusiform / occipital temporal sulcus, brackets PFUS / OTS, the ventral part of the lateral occipital complex, or LOC, with which the visual word-form area partially overlaps, and the posterior fusiform face-selective region of the left hemisphere. These regions were also shown in Figure 2. Functional abnormalities in the ventral visual stream of readers with dyslexia might therefore not be restricted to character-selective regions. The meta-analysis of Richer and et al. On functional brain abnormalities in people with dyslexia nonetheless only included studies if reading or reading-related tasks were performed and stimuli were letters or letter strings in an alphabetic script, which could sometimes be either words or pseudo-words. When other objects have been used, results have sometimes been attributed to difficulties that are not strictly visual. For example, reduced activation in a left occipital temporal area of dyslexic readers compared to typical readers is seen in picture naming relative to saying yes or okay yes to nonsense shapes, which was interpreted as a problem with visual phonological integration. Reduced bold activation in the bilateral ventral visual stream has also been reported in dyslexic adults while viewing an unfamiliar speaking or moving face. The authors speculate that this could indicate a deficit in extracting face information that is needed to integrate visual and auditory information in natural speech perception. However, the underactivation of the visual word-form area has also been seen with visual stimuli that are hard but not impossible to verbalise, such as by the use of symbols in a visual search task. A bilateral reduced fMRI adaptation has also been found for repeated objects and faces under passive viewing conditions in dyslexic compared to typical readers, including non-existent adaptation for faces in the fusiform face area for the former group. As all faces were unfamiliar and therefore presumably unnameable, it is hard to attribute these results to sub-vocalization or other verbal processes. It is also of note that Monzaigo et al. Found that children with dyslexia showed reduced activities for words in the left visual word form area and for faces in the right fusiform face area and a medial left ventral stream region. Brackets. No particular group differences were found for responses to checkerboards or houses. In alignment with the neuronal recycling hypothesis, Monzavro et al. Interpret this as a literacy-driven effect, where in the process of learning how to read, the area in the left hemisphere becomes the visual word-form area in typical readers is recycled for the purpose of recognizing written words. Representations of visual words are suggested to compete with the representation of faces in the left fusiform gyrus, particularly displacing face responses towards similar right hemisphere regions. For laterality effects in face perception, you can see some of the references of this paper, particularly reference number 100. However, while the fusiform face area of typical readers, brackets, presumably with considerable reading experience, responds more to faces than the same region in readers of dyslexia, presumably with less reading experience, the left fusiform face area in readers of dyslexia does not respond more to faces than the corresponding region in typical readers, even though that would be expected if left hemisphere face processing had less competition from word processing. In fact, the face responses of the left fusiform face area of dyslexic readers are numerically lower than in typical readers. An alternative interpretation of these data is that high-level visual processing of not just words, but also other objects, such as faces, is unusual or deficient in developmental dyslexia. Important evidence comes from the aforementioned study by Santani et al. On at-risk children who later turned out to have dyslexia. These children not only showed left fusiform hypoactivity in response to letters, but also to pseudofonts and faces. Importantly, these functional abnormalities were found while the children were still in kindergarten. This may not only indicate an impairment of high-level visual mechanisms in dyslexia that are not specific to print, but that these impairments could be causal and not just an effect of lifelong problems with reading. In sum, functional abnormalities of high-level regions within the ventral visual stream of readers with dyslexia are found across languages, could precede apparent reading problems, could reflect deficient visual processing, might not be restricted to character-selective regions, and may extend to objects other than words.